two aspects to the harbour in Rathmullen. First of all, there's the commercial aspects which have to be developed. Then there's the whole marine tourism aspects which also can be developed in parallel. Now, we have in Rathmullen, we have elements of both those activities going on, but we just need to focus and maybe expand the commercial activity, focus on what's actually happening at the moment, as well as developing the marine tourism. And examples of that, of the marine tourism, we need a floating breakwater, for example, that will make the existing facilities more tenable for visiting pleasure craft. We need to look at the people who are the current commercial users of the pier and see what assistance and support they need, because at the moment there is no infrastructure in place to charge any of the users of the pier. So Rathmullen Pier is a sort of a free-for-all at the moment.
There's also the issue of a harbour master, and whereas a harbour master is to be appointed looking over five ports in Donegal, including Rathmullen, you're making the point if Rathmullen's potential is to be really realised, it's going to take a dedicated harbour master to look after Rathmullen and Rathmullen only.
Yeah, absolutely. We're grateful that we will get access to a harbour master shared between a number of other ports, which is a step forward. But for a deep water, 24-hour accessible harbour like Rathmullen, you really need to have a dedicated harbour master who is the official onshore resource who can advise shipping companies and shipping agents about the navigational issues in Rathmullen and be available in publications, nautical publications, as the marine expert for vessels coming into Rathmullen. That's what other harbours normally have. It's normal in strategic ports that are deep water and 24 hours accessible.
One of the issues regarding Rathmullen is roads in the area itself and its surroundings are quite narrow, and if you're going to have any form of appreciable increase in commercial traffic coming into the pier and the port at Rathmullen, it's really going to take improvements to the infrastructure in terms of roads, in terms of access as well. And I suppose that's a debate for a longer period, and it's going to include the whole of the community of Rathmullen and further afield.
Yeah, it would involve a community consultation, of course. But the whole road issue and there's no real network in Donegal. The road infrastructure to Donegal is very poor, and the easiest access for goods coming into and out of Donegal perhaps is coming in through a port like Rathmullen. Now this used to happen in the past, but at the moment all goods come in through the major ports. But with Brexit, maybe there's an opportunity to look at alternative, what's called short sea shipping, and have cargoes actually coming directly to Rathmullen to serve all of Donegal.